At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We go to the fan hotline. Gentleman who joins us on Browns programming on game days. Andy pregame, me postgame.
Yeah.
Joins us right now. He is the former Bedford Bearcat. He's the former Ohio State Buckeye.
Yes.
He's the former Niner. Former Seahawk.
I can't tell you that I love listening to Titus all the time. Of course, it's Titus. And all the time because he just gives us so much news and information that is just perspective that you just don't get. And I love working with him. And he never gets
jealous. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell.
He
Hello, Tyvus.
He never gets jealous when you say something about somebody else who might be giving you some
Hi, Tyvus.
Analysis.
It is Titus to y'all.
It's Titus.
What's going on, fellas? How is the media or the fans treating y'all today?
We haven't been yelled at, but we've heard non-fair quarterback competition a couple of times.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all, that means that you two haven't said anything remotely critical of Shedeur Sanders then.
It's not Shedeur Sanders. It's a thought. For me, it's critical of carrying four quarterbacks. That's all.
Okay, that's fair.
Here's what's critical about Shedeur. Hey, you're a rookie. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to learn.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you and I tried to paint that picture, but you know.
We did. Tyvus. We didn't have a whole lot of luck.
Problem is, it was paint by numbers. And you guys were using crayons.
I think that when you look at the Browns quarterback situation, like when you talk about carrying four quarterbacks, I understand the thought process behind it. I continuously think that Kevin Stefanski is really going to take his time with these young guys because of the DTR experience and how it went. I think he truly does feel bad about that because he threw him in the fire, and we see how ultimately it ended with DTR. So with these two younger guys, I think he vows not to make that same mistake. If these guys was first-round picks, that's different. You know,
yep.
You got to get these guys ready to go. But because you took them in the third and the fifth round, that buys you time. Now, I get as a fan base, we want to see him because obviously you want to answer the questions or if you got your franchise guy. But I think right now, that's something that you find out later in the season. I think for right the beginning of the season, they have hope of trying to win games this year. I know a lot of people look at it as this is a down year for the Browns, they're not making the playoffs, all of those things. But you can't convince those guys in the locker room or that coaching staff that they're not going to be good this year. And until they're not, they're going to try to go out there and win games. And Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to do that. And I think that that's why they're carrying Kenny Pickett, because if Joe went down, which he's 40 years old, so it's a high chance that that could possibly happen, you don't want to throw those young guys out there if they're not 100% ready to go yet. So Kenny Pickett buys you that insurance. Especially when you look at that beginning of that schedule, when you see those games that and those teams that they're playing, it would do them a disservice. They'll lose their confidence, just like DTR did. If you put them out there against, I don't know, Baltimore or the Vikings or teams like that.
Tyvus, I need to ask you a serious question. Are they debating in Columbus whether it's Eli Brickhandler or Tavens St. Clair. Is that the most popular conversation going on in Columbus right now?
No. Once they came out and announced Julian saying, you know, that kind of put it all to bed. Everybody kind of shifted their focus to Texas.
Oh, man. So should we just shift our focus to Joe Flacco then? Wouldn't it make life a lot easier?
We should shift our focus to Cincinnati. That's what should have. The Bill Belichick line. Oh, I'm going to Cincinnati.
Now we're all on. Does this not feel like a headache? And do you think either one of these guys could get traded? And I know they're saying we're staying with four, but do you think any one of the four guys could get traded in the next 24 hours?
No, I don't think any of them get traded. I think they do carry the four. I think they do. I think they make cuts somewhere like corner. Like, instead of keeping six corners, maybe they keep five.
Doesn't that drive you crazy, though? That was your career, right? Like, yeah, could you imagine being on a team and you got cut because the team wanted to keep four quarterbacks?
Yeah, that happened. That's happened to me before. That's the numbers game that you can't get. That's why when you're in the league, they say you can only control what you can control, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't control the fact that we got to keep four quarterbacks because we're not confident that the other two young guys is ready to go in case of an injury or something like that. Like, that's, you can't do that. And then when you look at this roster, you look at the corners that was playing, you can't name me six corners on this team that you feel good about going into the season with anyway. You can probably name me five, but you can't name me six, so therefore you can make the cut there. And then usually they keep five safeties. You probably keep four. So there you go. That's two spots right there.
I like the way you laid that out.
Tyvis Powell joining us. I'm looking at this whole thing, and I'm my fingers are crossed. But I keep thinking this, Tyvis. If you're sitting here with two picks next year and the likelihood of drafting a quarterback next year, I would think would be exponentially high because it could be an opportunity your franchise just can't pass up depending on where you finish or what you might have available to you. Then should you keep all these guys now on this roster, knowing that you're probably not going to have but maybe one of them, maybe two of them on this team next year?
So I think for the coaches, you can't look into the future. You got to focus on the now. You know, you let the front office people worry about the future, but you focus on the now. And right now, looking at these two young guys, Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, they both have showed you the good traits about them. As fans, I think we understand, like, the good things about them. Dillon Gabriel is unbelievable at processing. He gets the ball in. He gets the ball out of his hands really quick, goes through his progressions really fast, unbelievable on third down, and can show you that he can run an NFL offense. Like, that's what you got out of Dillon Gabriel watching him this preseason. What you got out of Shedeur is this guy is a gamer. He big time. I mean, this dude thread the needles. His two touchdowns against Carolina, he threaded the needle. The first one was through three defenders. The second one was between two defenders. So he's just unbelievable when he's on. When the game is clear, he understands exactly what's going on. He can make all the throws, and everybody loves playing with him. He just drips of confidence, and he just brings people around him, makes them feel more confident. So that's what you get when you think about Shedeur. Honestly, I'm going to look at both of them and say, I'm going to continue to work on it, because if either one of these guys hit, then we got a guy. We got our guy. Like, we don't have to use those picks. So, like, to me, this whole season is about trying to make sure one of these guys hit. And, I mean, flipping over every stone so you know without the shadow of a doubt when you get to the 17th game whether they make the playoffs or not. Like, all right, we know we need to go get a quarterback because these guys haven't figured it out after an entire year on the roster. You know how I know that's what they do? Because that's exactly what happened to me in Seattle. They switched me from safety to corner. They gave me 16 weeks to figure out how to play corner. And I still wasn't getting it done, so they cut me for Devin Hester. That's just what it is. Like, it is what it is. And I feel like that's the same thing that can happen to these two young quarterbacks.
Can you just walk me through what players are feeling right now in this next 24 hours? Because I can't think of anybody better to ask this question to. The anxiety before the cut tomorrow at 4.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the thing. At this point, they cut the guys that they cut, they probably done with. All right. See, it was different for me because it was two cut-down days. You had one after the second preseason game and then the big one after the fourth one, right?
Right.
So when you get that first cut-down, like, that's the people that you're not going to see no more. They're gone. Like, yeah, so we don't really want nothing to do with them. They're out of here. These guys that they're taking their time to cut now, these are the guys that potentially going to be coming back on practice squad if they clear waivers. And if you're a guy right now, the good news is you're probably going to have a job no matter what. Like, you probably, whether it's the 53 or practice squad, you're probably going to have a job. So that's the good news. The bad news is you start seeing other guys start getting cut. Nobody wants to get cut. You've probably never been cut your life in sports, ever. And now they're talking about potentially cutting you. It's very nerve-wracking because, obviously, the financial piece is a big part of it. I mean, you're talking, I don't know, $600,000 versus maybe $200,000 a year, like something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really going on in your head, and you're trying to just keep your mind off of it. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and just, hey, you did the best you could. If you can look yourself in the mirror and said, I put my best foot forward, I did everything. I stayed after practice. I watched extra film. I was on time to every meeting. Like, I did everything I could. Then you can just live with the results. I mean, at the end of the day, be real. Like, some people just good enough, some people just aren't, you know, and that's just how it is. But you're just grateful for the fact that no matter what, you'll still have an opportunity to still play this game if you're still, like, not cut right now. That's how I feel.
Tyvis Powell joining us, Browns Radio Network, former Ohio State Buckeye. Played with numerous NFL teams and, of course, the Bedford Bearcat, absolute legend. So good to have you with us, buddy. Ethan Posick got hurt the other day. Knee left the game. And I think it just kind of hammered home to me, man, things might be a little precarious on that offensive line with some of those guys who are a little older, and we've seen some injuries with them. How big of a concern is the line to you, Tyvis?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Actually, I like our offensive line. I was just talking to Joe Thomas on the Cleveland show, and he was talking about how good he felt the offensive line will be this year. So he gave me a lot of confidence. I know that Ethan is a big part of that because he's the center, he's the apex. But I like Luke Whippler. Selfishly, go Bucks. But I think he went in there and he looked really good when he was in there. If Ethan has to miss a couple of games, I think Luke is very capable enough to get it done. It's not like he hasn't played center before. Like I said, he played at Ohio State at a high level. And this was a guy that they think very highly of because he can swing out the guard, you know. So I think I think Luke Whippler will be fine if he has to go in there and be the starter. But I like our offensive line. I think that going back to Kevin Stefanski's system, that's what these guys were accustomed to. That's why they were brought here to learn. I think they'll be fine. They'll create the gaps, the running lanes that these running backs need, and they'll do a great job protecting Joe.
All right, Ty, I'm going selfish on this. I'm switching gears for a minute because I just want your perspective. Buckeyes win against Texas if blank.
I feel like if they get enough pressure on
Manning.
Well, one, they got to stop the run. Let me start right there.
Okay.
Texas run a lot of – they run the RPO game, meaning run pass option, meaning that they're going to fake the run. They're going to hand the ball off, and if the linebacker step up, they're going to pull it and throw that slant behind them. So the defensive line got to do a really good job of clogging up those inside gaps and not giving up those runs, so those linebackers don't have to be so fast to fly up there for the run and protect the pass. So they got to stop the run to start the game. And secondly, if they get Arch under pressure, under duress, I mean, he threw two picks last year. The second pick he threw wasn't his fault. The first one, he tried to do too much. He was under duress, and he kind of threw it in, like, triple coverage. So they're going to have to find a way to generate pressure against him to make him make bad decisions.
So here we sit, bring on the Bengals. Season underway very shortly. Six games out of the chute, really tough. You can even say eight games because who is it? It's Miami and New England after that, so eight games going into the bye week. It's a tough challenge. How do the Browns attack these eight games before the bye week? Because, Tyvus, we all know if they don't go well, everybody's looking ahead to 2026 very quickly.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I think what they do is they run the ball, and, you know, they continue to do the 12 personnel thing, make some quick short passes every now and again, throw an explosive play down the field, but control the clock, control the ball. And I think this team has to be led by that defensive line. You know, Joe Thomas did a wonderful job pointing out the fact that in the joint practices with Philadelphia, our defensive line looked very dominant. Like, it was overwhelmingly dominant. So, and the Eagles have one of the best offensive lines in the league, according to some people. So if they were able to look that good against them, then they should probably look that good against a lot of offensive lines. I think if they eliminate the explosive plays in the back end, that secondary find a way to keep the ball in front of them, you know, they could win a lot of those games. I think if they score, they got to average about 22 points a game as far as the offense scoring. And I think that defense could do a great job of holding guys under 21.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
I appreciate y'all. Good Bucks.
Thanks, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.